Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. All right, here you go. Stand up. Stand up. Get a big gulp of beautiful air in you. Whoa. Don't you feel like you're energized now? And the question is, either you feel energized all the time. I know, when you walk out of a meeting, that's an inspiring meeting, you're all fired up and ready to go. And I know, when you wake up in the morning, you read your business plan, you read those top items that you want to accomplish for the day, and you are ready to go. And when you call your accountability partner, and they get you all pumped up, and they tell you that you can achieve anything, all you need to do is set your sight on that goal. You are energized. You are ready to go. But what happens at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Are you still fired up? Do you still have that energy? How do you keep that energy flowing? Positive comments, those positive affirmations are beautiful things to do. But it goes beyond that. You know, that's where we keep our eyes on the goal, keep our eyes on that prize. You know, what do we really want to accomplish? That's one aspect of it. And that's a super important aspect of achieving your goals. But so is everything else. It takes a complete picture, no matter what it is that you're doing. It's a complete picture that makes you achieve and helps you get out there and do those things that you want to do. Energy, it comes from a lot of different pieces. And in order to achieve that energy, I'm going to turn over to our expert for today who has been working with people from a holistic approach with helping them keep that energy level up throughout the day, with helping them focus on eating properly, not just from a weight loss standpoint, but from an energy standpoint, and other side of it, every other little aspect that goes into that, that whole approach, mindset, body, soul, the whole thing. So who are we speaking to? We are speaking to none other than Karen Sullivan today. Karen, I must tell you, I am excited. I do have a high level of energy. These programs always get me pumped up, regardless of anything that I you know, what I said at the beginning, you know, it's always the case. You speak to the right person, man, you're ready to go. But then the reality of it kind of takes on. You have to do things alone, and you're out there, and it's just you, and you got to take care of you got to take care of you. So, you know, keeping that right. Energy going, how do you do it?
Well, you know, it's a lot of juggling. I mean, you know, not only am I a holistic health coach, but I'm also a wife and a mom as well, and very active, you know, in my community and, you know, doing a lot of volunteering where I live here in Port Jefferson. So it really requires just kind of having a mindful presence and paying attention and prioritizing and just making sure that you're not overdoing it on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis and just kind of focusing on things that are really important to you and to your family. But sometimes, yeah, you know, people go overboard and they do that at the expense of themselves, and they're very, very busy at their jobs and really trying to create a successful, you know, financially secure lifestyle. And sometimes our health, you know, takes a toll and really takes the hit with the type of, you know, financial success that they're trying to achieve. So that's definitely where I can come into the picture to help people create a more healthier, sustainable lifestyle.
You know, I have certainly seen that happen when somebody is the caregiver for another person. All of a sudden, that other person becomes the most important thing in the world, and, you know, perhaps it certainly should be. But then there's the aspect of they do have to take care of themselves also, and not just be totally, you got to be focused on it, but not forget about you. You have to keep yourself, you have to keep your own engine going. I know there's that analogy.
Absolutely. Yep, and one of the things that I do here, you know, I'm the owner and founder of a company called Holistic Body for You, and I do work with men, but, you know, most of my health coaching practice does attract a lot of women, and a lot of the women that I'm working with are fatigued, depressed, overweight, and we help them kind of get educated through coaching and collaborating together. We help them really to learn to love their bodies again. And we do that, like I had said, you know, really trying to create a healthy, sustainable lifestyle that they've always wanted. You know, it's important to to really get educated these days, because there's so much information out there. And it's great that we have a lot of choices and options to choose from, you know, different nutritional plans and different exercise plans and following, you know, the different gurus and doctors that are writing books and have shows. That's great. But you have to kind of have an opportunity to filter through all of that information. And what's great for you, Brian, let's say, may not be necessarily great for me, and vice versa. So that's really where health coaches come into the picture. A cookie cutter approach for my clients. We custom tailor an approach that's going to specifically work for you to really create a healthy lifestyle. And small business owners are very, very overworked and really stressed out, because they not only are running their own businesses, but they're really trying to get their businesses off the ground, you know, at the same time. They're a small business owner. So they really, really suffer tremendously with their health, especially if they have a very small company. You know, they're wearing a lot of different hats, you know, throughout the day. So
yeah, those people that do it all, they just keep going.
And yeah, exactly.
I we've seen them all on Facebook. You know, when you post something at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that same person that always responds, you're like,
right,
how do they keep going?
Right. Right. And then, you know, obviously they're not sleeping. You know, a lot of women that I talk to, it's funny that you bring that up. They're suffering from insomnia. And when you don't really get a good amount of rest, that also can pack on weight, because you're emitting certain chemicals and hormones in the body that produce fat. So it's really important to try to get on some really nice scheduled routine. And there's a lot of studies out there now, because of the level of technology that we're all exposed to. They talk about the pixels in computers and iPads and phones, that it really actually stimulates the brain and keeps you awake. And it really messes up your circadian rhythm. The circadian rhythm is what helps you sleep. So, you know, I have a rule for myself. I turn off computers, iPads, Facebook, phones at least 2 hours before I'm ready to go to bed. So by 9 o'clock, for me, I just kind of disconnect from all electronic devices. No more after that. So
I just heard a huge gasp of air on that. What do you mean 2 hours before?
I know. It's hard. I mean, you know, listen, a lot of what I do, you know, I'm communicating with my clients via text, via email, Skype calls. So I love technology. I think technology is awesome, but it's all about creating a healthy, balanced lifestyle. And it's the same thing with food. You know, too much of something is not going to be good enough. So everything kind of has to be, you know, in moderation. And really the same applies for technology too. So I know it's hard to disconnect from our electronics.
I laugh because I'm so unbelievably guilty of that. You know, it's like, oh, before I go to bed, I go check the email. It's like, what is so important? And if it was something that was truly an emergency, someone's picking up the phone. So I get a phone call at 11 or 12 o'clock at night. All right, I'm answering that one. But emails,
right.
You know. But, you know, right. What's really beautiful about your lifestyle, maybe not so much as mine, is the fact that you're practicing what you preach. You know,
yes.
You listen to people out there that are not, you know, they tell you to do something, but they're not doing it themselves. And, you know, that permeates in different places. And that was one of the reasons why I really wanted you to come on the program over here, you know, it's because you are living what you're talking about. And, you know, this was a great example. 2 hours before going to bed, Don't turn off the computer, the iPad, or anything.
Right, and you know, Brian, I don't mean to cut you off, but let me tell you, are there times when I don't, you know, I'm on my computer till sometimes 11, 12, 12 o'clock at night? Absolutely. I mean, there are times that I have deadlines that I have to meet. You know, I do a lot of lecturing and workshops, and, you know, some nights before a workshop I have, you know, some last-minute details that I have to prepare. So there's definitely times where, you know, I'm plugged into technology a little more than I would like to be. But that's okay. You just want to make sure that, you know, when you have those times, that they're not turning into 5, 6, 7 days a week where, you know, now you're really starting to, you know, create a pattern here where you're not really getting the proper, you know, amount of rest and sleep that you need. So,
yeah, and that becomes that lifestyle, the holistic side of it. So your lifestyle is to have those 2 hours prior to going to sleep, you know, no computer, you know, nothing, none of that stuff. So that, you know, I mean, that's it. Occasionally every rule, you know, we go beyond because of whatever deadlines or whatever the situations are, but that is your lifestyle. And it's the same thing when it comes to, you know, to eating. You know, you mentioned about, you know, a balanced meal, you know, throughout the day and that kind of thing. So doing, and when you help, you know, the women and men, you know, I can tell you a lot of what's been said and those experiences, you know, fall on both sides of it, you know, but it's not an extreme change, right? I mean, you know, it really is a lifestyle change. Those little small steps to get you where you need to be.
Right. And you're absolutely right. You just brought up a really important point. You know, the one thing that I teach here in my health coaching practice is when I have someone come into my practice for the first time, they're feeling sometimes really sad and they might be really overweight as well and fatigued, like the things that I described before. But we're all about creating little amounts of change and then building on that. Because what we're trying to do is create a really solid foundation for somebody to really work off of. And that's why health coaches are fantastic, because what we do is we ask you a lot of detailed questions about your life, what kind of job you have, you know, what kind of hours do you keep at your job, are you married, are you single, do you have children, you know, where do you live, do you have a home, do you have an apartment, is it city living, is it suburb living? We ask all those questions because those are really important. Do you cook? You know, how much home cooking is going on in your home or your apartment? Do you eat a lot of takeout? So those questions are really important. So in order for us to help you facilitate change, when we get the answers to those questions, we're able to put a program together. And tweaking different things that you already have going on in your lifestyle, that's what creates a really solid, sustainable, healthy future for you to get your health to the next level and really, really to deal with any chronic health conditions that you may have. You know, I read an article the other day, there's this new phrase that's coined, you know, how we have orange is the new black and all those kinds of things. Sitting is the new smoking. I heard that one the other day, which I think is really true. You know, think about all the businesses that are out there. We're all sitting in front of computers all day long. I mean, especially, you know, most of the types of small businesses that are out there, we're sitting constantly. So it's really, really important to try to create a healthy, nutritional lifestyle around your job, especially if you're doing a lot of sitting. If you have a type of job where you're very active and you're outdoors, that's different. That's a whole other different, you know, topic. But yeah, you're definitely right. Having small changes can make a huge impact.
Yeah, I know one of the small changes that, you know, has been discussed too is that if you're on the phone and it's a conference call, stand up and take the call. Get out of chair. You don't have to move. You know, we all do that. Just stand up. It doesn't burn a whole lot of calories, but it's still better than sitting smoking. You know, kind of thing. That's a terrible.
No, you're right. You're right. And people with ADD and ADHD, I do a lot of work with people that have ADD and ADHD as well, and they do better standing, kind of walking around where the brain is kind of actively moving all the time. You know, when I work, I actually have the TV on or the radio on in the background, not terribly loud, but a little low. It helps me concentrate better. I need to have a little bit of noise going on in the background. I can't have complete silence. But then there are other people that do really well with complete silence. So, you know, whatever is going to, everybody is completely different, whatever is going to work, you know, for somebody.
I want to go back to the folks that are always at work, and you mentioned about the cooking thing, but let me just ask this question right now in a little bit. Let's say different. I've seen posts on Facebook. Yeah, I'm on Facebook probably way too much, so, you know, I'll try to change that one. But about the stand-up desk. Oh, that's the, remember, this is not a coaching session, so let's not pick on me too much here. But the stand-up desk, where you are actually standing in front of a desk, like an like you'd see in an art room, except you've got the computer there and everything else on the desk. Any thoughts on those?
I've seen them. I mean, I personally don't have a stand-up desk, but I know that there are some corporations that are offering that to their employees, and I think it's fantastic. You know, you look at the gentleman that used to run JetBlue, he has severe ADHD. Every time he conducted a meeting, he never, ever, ever sat down. He paced in front of the room or he paced in the back of the room. So I think, you know, for some people, it may really help them be more productive in their jobs if they're standing. For some other people, may not. I think it's a great idea. Why not?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the standing thing. You know, we even started a group with instead of going to these networking events, you know, we go for walks.
Yeah.
It is
for
business meetings with different friends. Right. You know, and the idea behind that is this way we're moving instead of sitting someplace, you know, sipping cocktails. So it's certainly healthier to be outside, fresh air instead of inside, you know, and drinking different things. But also it's a common area. You know, nobody's got the geographical control, if you want to look at it like that, which is really cool. And all the facades have come off, so it's, you know, that certainly is a good thing. So there's definitely different ways that you can incorporate exercise of some sort into your daily life. And, you know, these ideas, I mean, you know, it's great, right? And any other little changes that you would suggest to people that, quote, unquote, I don't have the time to go to a gym?
Well, I mean, it depends on how long of a lunch hour they get. You know, if they get an hour, they could definitely, if they have a gym in their building or literally, you know, within, you know, walking distance or 5-10 minutes down the road, they could go in there, you know, pop on an elliptical or a treadmill for 15 or 20 minutes. You know, like I said, I live here in Port Jefferson. I see I'm very close to St. Charles Hospital, Mather Hospital mostly, and I see people walking on their lunch hour all the time. So if they they can't get to a gym, walking during your lunch hour is great. But in order to do that, you probably have to bring your lunch to work. So then you're utilizing the rest of that time to you know, bring in some exercise. So, yeah, if someone can get to a gym, you know, for 30 minutes, I think that's great. You know, but that may be challenging, you know, for some people, but trying to incorporate a little bit of exercise, is wonderful. Or if you're in a multi-story building, how about you take the stairs a couple of times a day, or maybe on your lunch hour after you're done eating, you use the, you know, the stairwell for 10, 15 minutes and go up and down the stairs a couple of times. Like, you know, again, just to get your heart moving, to get your blood circulating around the body, that helps with circulation. It reduces inflammation. It also gives you energy. It wakes you up because now you're boosting oxygen throughout the body. So it's definitely, you know, a great thing to try to incorporate, you know, exercise during the day if you can.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We all go out, maybe in the trips to the bathroom, right? You go walk up and down a couple of flights of stairs. You know, nothing more than that. You don't have to be safe during that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yes, and the Fitbit is great. A lot of my clients are using those, and they absolutely love it because it tracks all of your steps. So, and the goal eventually is to work up to 10,000 steps a day, which I know sounds like an incredible amount, but it really isn't. And even if you work in an office, you can definitely get to 10,000 steps a day because I have clients that do it, and they're in an office setting all day long, but in like a cubicle type setting, and they're doing it. They're making the 10,000 steps, which is fantastic.
Sounds like it becomes a bit of a challenge or a bit of a game to see how far they can get.
Yes.
But just great. I added fun into these things. It's really perfect. You know, one of the things that, let's say, the biggest complaint or constraint that people come up with when they say, oh, I don't know if I could really lose weight or if I can get healthy, I just don't have the time to cook. I'm on the run all the time. So eating out, is it that terrible, or is there ways to eat out, bring in lunch, that kind of thing, you know, that really works with a healthier lifestyle and a more energetic lifestyle?
Sure. That's a really good question. I have a few clients in my health coaching practice that don't cook at all, not one single stitch of home-cooked meals or food. They live alone. They live in an apartment in Manhattan or in the city, and they do a tremendous amount of eating out. So what we do, what I do here at Holistic Body for You, is I ask them to bring me the menus to their top five favorite restaurants. And then we look at the menu and we go through it together and we make modifications and adjustments to what is currently on these menus. And we come up with different strategies, tips, and tricks to use those, the foods that are on that menu, to create something that is a little more nutritious than maybe, you know, something that's on that. Like, for example, a Caesar salad with grilled chicken. It's a great healthy alternative, but when you add on croutons and dressing and maybe depending upon how the chicken is prepared, you could really rack up calories and fat very, very quickly. So one of the things that we recommend is if it comes with any cheese topping, ask for the cheese on the side. I'm not saying not to not have cheese. Cheese is awesome, but just have it on the side and also ask for the dressing on the side. So then you can control how much cheese and how much dressing is going to go onto the salad. And believe it or not, if you're eating that a couple of times a week, whether it's for dinner or for lunch, the calories are going to add up as far as the reduction, you know, that you take over the course of a week. So there's definitely awesome ways that we can help people still create a healthy nutritional lifestyle, even if they do a lot of eating out, most definitely.
And that's why it's so important for you to ask all those questions up front in a relationship.
Yeah.
Where you really know what people are doing. You know, even what we just mentioned. So now you know where they're eating out, which in and of itself is not bad. What we eat out might be. And then they're in an apartment building. They got stairs all over the place. So
Correct.
That's a nice, easy throw in, too. So
definitely. Absolutely.
It seems like it's not that hard to find different ways of approaching a healthier lifestyle. It's just a matter of just. And that's the key word in there. It's just a matter of doing it. So, I mean, how much do you become like the cheerleader in this relationship? You know, we have the knowledge to do. You're sharing the knowledge for people to do, but then to actually take that step, that actionable step to make it happen.
Yep. You got it. And that's what health coaches do. We're your advocate. We're your biggest cheerleader. We're there as a sounding board. We're there to help you think out of the box because that's what health coaches do. Like I said, it's not a cookie-cutter approach. We customize nutritional plans and weight loss plans and stress management plans around your lifestyle. And that's really what creates tremendous success in our clients because of the fact that we're treating the whole person. It's not just maybe your chronic health condition that you have. We're looking at you as a whole. And that's really why, you know, we're called holistic health coaches, because holistic means whole.
Why happens to be one of my favorite questions out there. You know, why is somebody doing something? Why does somebody want to achieve something, whatever the case is? But on the weight loss, on the building a healthier, more energetic lifestyle, the why is also something that factors into the whole thing. You know, so how far into a relationship with somebody do you go before you really figure out why they want to live a healthier lifestyle?
Well, in my practice, I offer a 20-minute complimentary wellness discovery session. And usually within 20 minutes, we know whether or not we're going to be a good fit for one another and whether or not I can help this potential client meet their health concerns or their goals. And then usually really within, you know, I meet with my clients twice a month over a 3-month or a 6-month period, depending upon really what their goals are and what they're looking, you know, what they're looking to work on. Within the first, you know, couple of sessions, we can really do some incredible work and really map out a really successful plan for them over, like I said, over a 3-month or a 6-month period.
That sounds great. To have somebody in your corner as a cheerleader, the accountability partner, the coach, and someone with the knowledge, because it is difficult. You know, we see all this information being thrown at us.
I know.
Through print or online or any place, even TV. Right. I've watched TV at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's amazing how many cures that there actually are. But you know, so-called. But you know, the matter is,
and health coaches, we do a great job in collaborating and working with other types of health professionals. You know, we're not afraid to suggest a referral or to collaborate with a doctor. I work with a lot of conventional doctors as well, where their patient now is coming to me. So we have to be very open and respectful and professional, you know, to the conventional medical model as well, which I do. I mean, I think conventional medicine is awesome. I just really, what I'm trying to do, my mission as the owner of my company, is I really want people just to become more educated and informed and know that they have lots of options and choices out there besides, you know, turning to conventional medicine. You can do both. You can, you know, have some conventional medicine in your life and be a health coach. You know, I'm a cancer survivor. I'm a thyroid cancer survivor of 15 years. I'm on conventional medicine. I have to for the rest of my life. So, you know, I'm not against conventional medicine, you know, not at all. I just feel that there's the right time and the right place for it in somebody's life.
Yeah, well, you know, if stress is one of the big factors as to why people overeat, or time management is another reason why people can't eat healthy, a lot of that, you are there as the supporter, use the word cheerleader again, but we're really as the supporter with knowledge. And I think that portion of the whole thing is just invaluable. A supporter with knowledge that will help keep somebody on the right track, that is something that is a key in anybody's strategy.
Absolutely. You know, we're here to you know, hold people accountable, but we do it in such an organic way where, you know, like I said, we come up with different strategies and tools to really help people achieve success. But, you know, accountability is great, you know, where my clients are checking in with me, you know, definitely twice a month. I mean, you know, I just heard from a client yesterday who shot me a text and, you know, was asking me a nutritional question. And I, you know, if it's a quick question, of course, you know, I want to be there, you know, for my clients. I want to let them know, you know, that we're all in. We're in this, you know, together, and to go through this journey. And like I said, to really create, you know, some success for them. I mean, that's you know, that's why they're coming to me. I want them to, you know, achieve their goals. It's really important.
And that's, of course, another reason why you're so successful with this whole thing, besides living what you're talking about, but you're also showing people that you care, that you do care, and by answering those
thank you, Brian.
You're a good example of what people should be when they're running that business. So, I mean, there's so many aspects of this. It's really super important. We only have about 2 minutes left. So my question to you is as follows. You are out there in the world. You're accessible by Facebook, LinkedIn. You have a website. What is the website address? And then you're speaking. You go out and give presentations also.
I do. I'd love to share with people how they can get in contact with me. My website is www.holisticbody4u.com. And my email address is the same, holisticbody4u@gmail.com. And my phone number is 631-236-7572. I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn as well, and I'm on Twitter. And the other really exciting news is that myself and my new business partner, Diane McDonald, are going to be opening up a wellness center right here located in the beautiful heart of Port Jefferson down in our village. And that is going to happen over the next couple of months. So we are really, really excited to offer a place for our clients to come and be an incredible support system and a resource for our clients and for the community. So definitely stay tuned and keep your eye out for that. And if you do live on Long Island and in the Port Jefferson area, once our center is open, please come in and stop in and say hello. We're so, so, so excited about this. This is going to be incredible, Brian. I can't even tell you. It's going to be amazing.
I look forward to stopping down there and visit, because I actually go down to Fort Jefferson. I live in the area. I go down there a bit. You got a couple of hills in that area, which are great for walking.
Yes, just a few.
Yes, just a few. I mean, it really is. And then there's also the stairs over by the high school, which are great for running. So, yeah.
Yes.
We've been there. I'm a big believer in practicing running reach.
We try. It's being mindful. It's really kind of waking up every day and just being mindful of that and being present in the moment. You know, like I said about, you know, I don't call things a diet. It's really just creating a healthy lifestyle and a sustainable lifestyle. So
there you go. Perfect. Absolutely perfectly stated. It is about creating something. Creating something you could stay with comes you. That is a good habit. Yeah, it is. Absolutely great habit. Hey, Karen, thanks so much for joining us today. It's absolutely terrific speaking with you. Look forward to getting down to the center, and perhaps I'll do it on a day when I'm not exercising, when I'm a little bit more presentable.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you. It was great. It was great to get a chance to talk to you today. Thank you again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. All right, so there we go. We got a couple of different actionable ideas in here. You know, from the business owner perspective, you have to be true to your people. You know, if you're not doing what you're telling other people to do, you know, it just really, you know, it does not work. You know, so you need to do that and show you care. But, you know, because when you show your clients, your customers, whatever you want to call them, your even your team members, the other folks that are involved with your business, if you care, they're going to do so much more, and they will follow you, you know, that much more also. You know, so it's great.
Yeah, totally.
Love it. Your idea. You know, it's all good. And then create that lifestyle, right? You got to create that healthy lifestyle. It comes with small amounts of exercise to get started. It comes with small changes in your eating habits. But the most important change is, of course, being aware. As you said, living in the moment, understanding what it is that you're doing. So tracking is a great thing to do. It makes you more aware, and that business, eating, exercise, anything like that, and understand where you're at. Know who you are. I can't remember. They should know who they are.
Yes.
That'll be on your mantra. Know who you are. And then you can go in.
Know who you are. Definitely. I like that.
So good. So we'll leave on that note, the know who you are note. Again, Karen Sullivan, Holistic Body, thank you so much for joining us. And folks, you need to figure out, know who you are. Let's go with that. Know who you are. Then you will be able to move forward. You need to take that inventory of you, everything that you're doing, and then go. And go, keep going. The sky is, out of doubt, the limit. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time on Strategies of Success.